children have their say. Yeah.
First up, though, here in the 5 o'clock hour, we welcome to the program a member of the band American Nomads. You hear a little taste there. We'll hear more of it later, of their brand new single. Just dropped today, looking back 50 years to the events of 1969. We're thrilled to be joined on the program by Walter Connell of American Nomads. Walter, thanks so much for being with us.
Hey, Rich, how are you? Thank you so much for having me.
Well, you guys have had great success over the last several years on the Americana charts. Started with Revelations Gonna Come, and well, you've got such a talented group of people. You guys haven't been together all that long as a band, but you've played on records by everybody, including, some 15 gold or platinum records?
Great. Our song of Revelations Gonna Come actually reached number 6 on Billboard's AC chart. And nominated for a Grammy, passed the first round, and very fortunate to be there, and we're moving on.
Absolutely, and a great chance to look back here to 1969, the events of Woodstock, and of course, for you guys, a very personal connection to Bethel, New York, and to Woodstock as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we're actually going to be playing up there in Bethel on May 11th. Up at the Catskill Distillery, and looking forward to that. And we're just, really thrilled about the 50-year anniversary. And, I was fortunate to be there at that time and listen to all that great music at that time. And, again, we just want to kind of bring back that moment, that magical moment, and just bring the song to kind of bring it back. And here we are.
Let's go back 50 years, Walter. What was it about that weekend, that time, that made it so special and allowed it to be about not just about the music, but about the experience of being together and celebrating peace when we were in the midst of war?
Yeah, well, what I miss mostly, I really miss that era because, I don't know if you remember, just going to a record store, it was just magical to just explore new albums and pick something out that you would go, wow, and you pick it up, you feel it, you look at the back cover, and you run home to play it, and it was just a special time. And the Woodstock era, I mean, we had all the giants there that we call the giants right now. You had the Beatles, Zeppelin, you had the Stones, you had, Johnny Cash, you had Dylan, you had the Cream, the Who, and so on and so forth. And they would all be at the radio station playing all at the same time. And, I just kind of want people to know how magical that was to be able to experience that. And so by us doing the song, we kind of want to bring back that era, kind of want to bring back that magic, and so people can kind of relate to that particular time.
Well, the song is terrific. You also lined up a top-notch producer to work with you as well.
Yeah, we were fortunate. Our friend Stuart Lerman, he does a lot of stuff for Martin Scorsese. He did Boardwalk Empire. Currently doing The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel and numerous other artists. So I called him up. I said, Stuart, what do you think about doing a song called 1969? He goes, great, bring over the pot, we'll do it. so there you go.
Now, you guys also based out of an old firehouse in Brooklyn. How does being in Brooklyn, how has that influenced the sound of American Nomads?
Well, Brooklyn is very diverse, and we're also culturally diverse, the band. We all get along. We all, try to create the best music we can, try to perform the best we can. And, currently working on a European tour, going to Nashville, and, everything's happening. We're really excited, and we just want to bring our music out to you. And hopefully you'll look us up and, be part of the American Nomads experience.
You can go to the website, of course, AmericanNomads.com. The single 1969 out on digital platforms everywhere today. We're going to play the whole song here in just a few minutes. But, what's great about this Americana format now, we've talked about this with a lot of people like Roseanne Cash and others that to me, it's where the best music is being made today, because it's a genre of music that sort of defies classification, but also features tremendous songwriting.
Absolutely. I mean, it's, if you want to call it old school or, I don't know, nostalgic, whatever, but it kind of, you know, it's Americana for that reason. And we're just following the tradition of years back when it all started. And hopefully it will carry on.
Who were the people that influenced you when you were starting out?
Oh, wow. Well, a lot of different people. You know, of course, the Beatles, the Stones, Zeppelin, and, you know, and I got into a little bit of R&B, you know, James Brown. And, you know, that era was so diverse. It was just wonderful. And it was so rich with anything you wanted, you know, was there. So I was very fortunate to be there at that time and, you know, and hopefully got something out of it. And we're trying to continue that.
Well, we sort of honor that time and that sound around here on our station. We call it retro radio, and it's a throwback to the days of classic AM radio, when you might hear a rock song and a blues song and a country flavored song and a little of everything, because the only classification was, is it good music?
Right. Absolutely. And I still have my albums and I still play them, and, you know, hopefully it's going to continue, you know, so. Well, much appreciated, Rich. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you bet. And anybody in the area, get to Bethel, New York on May 11th. American Nomads will be live there. Go to the website, AmericanNomads.com, for more information. The song is great. We're going to play the whole thing here in just a moment. But Walter, we thank you so much for visiting with us this afternoon. Wish you and the rest of American Nomads great success.
Thank you, Rich. Thank you so much.
Let's give a little listen to the song just released today. I think you'll like it. It's called 1969, American Nomads on Z62 Retro Radio.
Come on.